And, you know, I've thought and explained that that's the problem with prejudice. When, you know, we're talking about removing all these idols from the heart, all those things that are not in agreement with God's ideas. That's why we have to keep teaching and teaching and teaching like this, you know. On Sunday, a number of people, at least three different people came up to me in church. And one said, oh, so you are the Pastor Banky. I've been looking forward to the day that I'll meet you. I've listened to you from the beginning of the Way of Success, almost. I said, that's 3 years. He said, yes, 3 years. And that his mind has been changed thoroughly. And his life has been transformed. I knew he would go somewhere far in life because, you know, once God's word is what is shaping you, you cannot fail. That's just the way it is. Are you getting my point? Now, so what I'm saying is that I told my wife, I said, having talked to people around, I have seen that it's amazing what a lot of believers don't know. As I said, therefore, I've made a further commitment to preach harder, talk more. Nothing, no highfalutin, you know, revelation. Just these basic things. You know, a lot of Christians don't understand. They have a saying, a very satanic and ungodly saying in Yoruba land. They say, let me give you just in English. They say that Christianity just didn't say we should not do the masquerade of our fathers. That's literal. That's just the way it goes. That you call it Oru in Yoruba. That you say you're a Christian, but the masquerade of your father must still fly. Maybe 16th of June. He said Christianity doesn't stop that. Do you know there are a lot of Christians who don't realize that Christianity actually stops it? You'll be amazed. Good people, they just didn't know better. Everybody, they've been hearing that Christianity doesn't say that all the, you know. After all, Jesus said it like this. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. This masquerade just belongs to your ancestors. You can make the Bible say anything. Sometimes I just need to simply tell believers, oh boy, it's called demon worship. If I say, are you serious? Yes. You mean I shouldn't go home again when it's masquerade time? Oh boy, go next. You go see, now you, they go weep. And you will know the Spirit of God giving you correction. No, you'll be amazed. A lot of Christians don't even know it. When I first started preaching, I felt that, the deep things of God, we should teach you. No, it's not necessary. You'd be amazed at the shallow things of God that people don't even know anymore. All right? Because we have adulterated it and we have neglected. Sometimes there's a problem with neglect. You may not even corrupt it, but you just don't see anything about it. So people get born again and they don't learn the truth in some of those areas. All right? So that's why we just need to keep saying these things. As far as God is concerned, okay, you're either a Jew, Gentile, or a church of God. You know what I mean? That is, if you're a church of God, that's your tribe, then God doesn't see any Gentileness or Jewishness in you. I say it boldly. And one of the problems America has, which is making them such a problem or such an embarrassment to themselves, all right, is actually the church. Let me explain what I'm saying. I know I'm digressing a bit, but just hear this. You will learn a few things. I watch American, the world event news and all of that. Good enough, I watch Al Jazeera, I watch CNN. And one of the reasons why the rest of the world wants Barack Obama as a president, just one reason, he doesn't appear arrogant. Do you get my point? That is, like one woman said, do I look like an evil person? You just labeled the whole nation axis of evil. Barack Obama said, yeah, you may be an axis of evil, according to George Bush, but we can still talk. Talk doesn't mean we agree. Are you getting my point? It doesn't mean I will agree to what you are saying. But let me hear you, because sometimes you quarrel and quarrel. At the end of the day, it's okay, do it the way you want it. You do it. Say, but that's what I was saying. Yeah. Was that what you were saying? We spent 2 days quarreling over it too. You follow what I'm going to say? Now, that's one of America's problems. I was watching somebody describe the other day. I think it was on Al Jazeera, yes. I just want to interview somebody that it's as if America just comes and said, this is the way it should be. And now, people don't even mind you saying it's the way it should be. They know, at least their perception, that you are serving just your interest. Are you getting my point? You're just serving your interest. And you don't care about any other person. You say you're a member of WTO, World Trade Organization. Then when your steel manufacturers complain that imports is spoiling their business, you impose tariff on steel. Then, meanwhile, you produce a World Bank president all the time. The World Bank goat will come to Nigeria and say, we cannot put tariff on our things. Double standard? No, really. That's the problem that the Arab... I know the Arab get their own problem. But why they are just so incensed against America, essentially, is because of this arrogance. You see, that's one problem with power. Let's not forget, America is very powerful. Don't try those guys, though. They are powerful. Don't try them. No. If you are angry, better shut up. Because... No. America is powerful. You know, Gaddafi used to make a lot of noise. Whether his brain was okay or not, people don't know. Yeah, what's his name? Ronald Reagan at that time. And later, we found out that he had Alzheimer's disease. So whether it was his Alzheimer's that was worrying, we don't know. All we know is that one day the man just woke up and said, why is this guy making noise? Because he's far away. Let's show him that distance is not security against us. They just carried their aircraft carrier a few hundreds of kilometers off his shore and released about 21 F-111 supersonic jets. That is, once you hear them, they've gone. By the time you are hearing their sound, they are no longer in your vicinity. And they came to kill Gaddafi. They didn't come to joke. They bombed his palace. He was lucky he was not at home. What saved Gaddafi was that he didn't live there. You know, of course, I'm sure he knows it. Wala, if he bust. They didn't know he wasn't there. They just leveled his palace, killed one of his daughters. And then, I still remember, I watched that one. The man, I think the chairman, joint chief of staff, he said, we've done what we had to do, and if necessary, we'll do it again. Those were his words. I'm not adding to it. When he finished making his statement, he said, we have done what we had to do, and if necessary, we'll do it again. After that, till today, Gaddafi never talked again. He stopped sponsoring terrorism. No, really, that's the problem with power. Power can make you really intoxicated. Now, let me just get back to the main thing I'm trying to say. One of the major problems that America has, as far as I'm concerned, is a popular doctrine in America that says that the Jew is superior to the Christian. Now, quote me. I'm not afraid to let anybody hear it. If you say this in America, you are instantly public enemy number one. And anti-Semitic. You can't tell the truth. But I'm telling you, the one major problem they have is that they have not read the scripture. Now, it's not America as a nation. It's the church. A country like America, their problem starts from the church. Listen, all the problems they are feeling outside is a church problem. They say, wow, how come you are legalizing homosexual marriages? God said, why won't I allow them legalize homosexual marriages? You have legalized serial polygamy. Before I kill them for homosexual marriages, I will judge all of you inside the church. Because judgment must begin in the house of God. Now, this is my opinion. You know, I've watched it. In fact, I feel sorry for people like Rod Parsley. Rod Parsley is there fighting against the moral decadence in the nation. I said, bros, your fight should not be against the one in the nation. It should be against the one in the church. How you have made merchandise of the gospel, it should be your fight. How everything is now legal inside the church, that's what you should be fighting. How homosexuals play the keyboard in church, that's what you should be fighting. Forget the ones they are marrying in California. How one bishop divorced his wife on Monday, and by the following Sunday, he has married another one. By revelation, I guess. That's what you should be fighting. Yes. This the youngest American bishop, that's what he did. Divorced one wife 1 week, the following week married another one. Clarence Mack, yeah, that's what he did. I think a week or two apart between divorce and the next marriage. Am I judging anybody? No. But listen, you just have to make it clear to everybody that some things are not acceptable. Even if you've judged the case and it appears like, okay, under one long convoluted explanation, he's righteous. I'm not saying he is or not, but I'm just saying that you have a duty to explain to us that, brethren, this is not the normal way to go. This was what made this guy go like this. Actually, this happened, and then God spoke to him. We're there when God was talking, and God told him and signed the document that the guy should marry by the next week. And all of you can see the document. They will be okay. But he didn't do that. And next Sunday, you come to TBN. God, tonight. I said, look, why didn't you preach this message to your last wife? Look all this noise you are making. No, I'm not doing holier than thou. Please, get my point. I'm just saying that when some things have become acceptable in the church, then why are you shouting against people? The people are not deceiving you. They say, we are not Christian. We don't believe in God. We believe in the Big Bang. One day, According to Ravi Zacharias, the banginess of the big bank just happened. What caused the bank? It doesn't matter. It just happened. But you say there is no God. You say, where did it come from? Where did the big bank come from? The same argument should go against the big bank. But we chose to believe in the banginess of the big bank, according to Ravi Zacharias, but we refuse to believe in the godliness of the God. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Because people are not even deceiving you. They say, we believe that one day, nothing condensed into a small particle exploded. Boom. And after the explosion, after hundreds of millions and billions of years, the amoeba appeared. Then one day, the amoeba changed. Half of it dropped off and became David. The other half became Chukubiki. One fragment became Baki. It just happened. How did it happen? Doesn't matter. It happened. So, we can marry men if we want. No, really, I think it makes sense. A man who believes that it's the big man that brought the amoeba and then brought him. If he can marry his dog, I mean, it's all right. If I a snake, you know, say this snake, thou art my beloved cobra. It's okay. But the ones who say they believe in God, at least the God speaks in simple English. Like somebody said that, we believe that if St. Paul wrote his letters today, he wouldn't have said that, avoid sexual immorality. Then why should he say things like that? I was watching the TV and I said, my God. And he didn't stone this one publicly. I'm serious. Now, what I'm noticing is that, in my own opinion, American problem is not a public problem. It's a church problem. Is the church, is you sit down, is what they preach. They spend a lot of time preaching to the world. Who is not listening? Did you get my point? ACLU, that's American Civil Liberties Union, you know, they want to wreck everything. In fact, they are trying to rewrite the history books that shows that America has a Christian heritage. They are trying to rewrite them so that children won't grow up believing that they were first Christians in this country. Yes, that's what they're trying to do. And people are shouting, let's fight ACLU. I know, really, it makes me laugh. Brethren have not fought inside their churches to establish righteousness. That is why unbelief is spreading outside and is gaining on the freedom of the church. Yeah, that's what I want to say. I sit on TV and watch people like John Hagee explain why the Jew is superior to every other person on the earth. And it makes me feel bad. I love the Jews, but just as much as I love the Palestinians. If the Palestinian blows himself in the streets of Tel Aviv, bomb his village, I'm not quarreling. It's an eye for an eye. That's the one you understand. Both of you are unbelievers. Do you follow my point? One unbeliever is fighting the other unbeliever. Why am I taking sides? He said, God said this is their land. But the same Bible says that the promises of God are confirmed only in Christ Jesus. You are getting what I'm saying? No, I sit down at home and watch Brother Hagee say, Christians united in support of Israel. I say this boldly. There should also be Christians united in support of Palestinians. There should be Christians united in support of the Iranians. Now, you say, what are you trying to say? No, it doesn't mean we are supporting them per se. Everybody needs evangelism. The Jew and the Gentile. Once you are not in the church of God, you need them. You say, God promised them the land. Listen, when God promised Abraham land, he still bought it when he had to bury his wife. God had many ways of converting things. Do you get my point? I see Christians, no, what I'm saying, because it makes the gospel very, very odious that this smells bad to the average Palestinian Arab. Because the Christ Jesus that you are presenting is not his savior. He's a defender of the Jew. The Christianity you are presenting is not that he can save him from his troubles. He's saying that if he becomes a Christian, that he should believe God and yield up his vineyards to the Jews. And please, Brent, that's not what the gospel is. If you want to fight for land, fight for it. It's not today. People are fighting for land. But please, the Christians should stop taking unnecessary sides and making the gospel appear like it is about land division. That's what America is, as far as I'm concerned, is all those big men in America, big preachers, who cannot just understand that this America, I've heard people say that it was created to support the Jews. I don't know. God can create them for whatever reason. But one thing I have come to understand is that first and foremost, he created them to preach the gospel. Yes. I don't know about now. Until recently, they alone financed more than 90% of the gospel preached worldwide. Americans. A few years ago. Statistics are all the money you spend preaching the gospel worldwide, 90% came from the U.S. 90. Because they are defending the Israelites doesn't mean that that's the reason why they are created. I'm not trying to say that they are making their mistake. I believe that if people are oppressed, you should help them. The Jews have suffered. You can help them. You know why they launch things like Al Jazeera? Just so people can hear the other side of the story. Israel is building a wall because of security. Fine. We are not saying, but at least here, the effect it's having on our lifestyle. See how he divided me from my grandfather. And to see him, I have to go and take permission. Sometimes for 2 years, I can't cross to see him. We're not saying you shouldn't build the wall, but please hear the two sides of the story. Now, please, I hope you don't get the impression that I'm supporting the Palestinians. I am not. I am angry with the American preacher who preaches there is a Christian duty to support the Jews. I think it's ungodliness. It's an abuse of the gospel of Christ Jesus. Because it makes it impossible to preach to the Palestinian. It makes it impossible to preach to the Arab. You give a wrong impression of what Christianity is. You get up, you are preaching worldwide. One thing happened then, I was very angry with TBN. Pray for our troops in Iraq. What concerns me and your troops in Iraq? You don't know that this place is called Nigeria. Now, that's not even a prayer. You can pray. My problem was that, what about the innocent bystanders who are suffering because two elephants are fighting? You haven't raised prayer for them. I will now lift my voice and pray for the American GI in Iraq. That's his personal problem. If he wants to bump himself, good. I have as much sympathy for the little boy who I watched on CNN once, who some people poured fuel on his head because his father was a policeman under the new Iraqi regime and set the boy on fire just to send a message to his father that he should not cooperate with the Americans. I have as much sympathy for him as invading American army. No, really. Really. I find explain something. Christians should be very careful. Sometimes they say, oh, TVN is being watched all over the Middle East. I say, bro, if you really believe that, then you should change your programming. No, I see the man said TBN. What's his name? Paul Crouch. Oh, TBN is being watched. Oh, people watch TBN here. I say, if that is the case, then I think you should be more sensitive in your programming. You can't expect me to sit at my house and you are there. John Hagin is explaining how God loves the Jew more than he loves me. And you say I should believe the same God. Believe me, I will serve Allah till I die. At least he loves me. Yes, I will. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Just one line I'm trying to bring out here. He said, give no offense either to Jews or to Gentiles or to the church of God. And I'm trying to explain that the assignment of the church of God, all right, is to preach the truth both to Jews and to Gentiles. And amongst us locally, our major problem, when we remember, say we're different. Now when marriage time reaches. And I can only say, we're either Christians or we are not. That is it. So you're either a Christian or you are not. Simple. There are things you can't do and expect your prayers to be answered afterwards. I'm serious. God leads better wife or husband down your way. After you consider everything, see, this guy is a real man of God. I don't mean he's a preacher. You know, please, let's stop confusing man of God and preacher. Do you get my point? Man of God is just a man who loves the Lord. Do you get my point? That's where I use it. All right? He's a real man of God. He has a vision in life. He has a purpose. He loves the Lord. You checked everything. He's a faithful man at heart. And you know from the bottom of your heart, his heart, you know he really loves you. You put everything together. The only but is that I have to cross that bridge to get to his place. That's the Niger Bridge. No. Listen to me, brethren. After that, I say, God, you'll resign from your case. Say, okay, when you have found your own wife yourself or your own husband, come and see me. I have tried to help you. Doesn't seem to be working. So you know what we're going to do? I will leave you alone. And you go and find one. There are things you don't do. And you come back home and pray. Say, Father, that one. I looked at it and said, what is this? Which kind of tribe is this? So I've now come back to pray. Lord, your perfect will. As a wife, now they find. God said, that one don't go. Because you looked at it and said, what is this? Your only concern is that you forgot to read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 32, which says that give no offense either to Jews or to Greeks or to the church of God. And you looked at a member of the church of God and despised. Listen, Paul said, I have come to understand. They say, henceforth we know no man after the flesh. One thing we have come to know is that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. The tribe we come from. Their statement should stop. You should even make again as a believer. We are talking inside church matters amongst brethren. The people from this area are like this. Therefore, oh boy, you're on your own. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. I just wanted to explain that so that we'll end it there. All right. So that's it. Give no offense either to Jews or to Greeks or Gentiles or to the church of God. He said, just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of the many, that they may be saved, be imitators of me, as I also am of Christ. Now, because of time, the next issue is very interesting, so I will stop. The next one is talking about this issue of women, head covering, this and that and all of that. And if I start it, I don't think I will be able to finish it in the time that I have allotted left. So we'll continue from that 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. It said, now I praise you because you remember me in everything and hold firmly to the traditions just as I delivered them to you. But I want you to understand that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of a woman, and God is the head of Christ. Every man who has something on his head while praying or prophesying disgraces his head, but every woman who has her head uncovered while praying or prophesying disgraces her head, for she is one and the same with her whose head is shaved. We'll just, I won't comment on them now, but that's what we're going to talk about next time. But if I start, we'll take more time than I'm willing to give to it. And so next time, we should be able to finish the whole of that chapter 11. All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good.